This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Many Americans are trying to work from home while shelter-in-place orders keep them out of the workplace, but that's not an option for everyone. In fact, about 22 million people filed for unemployment in recent weeks, including a lot of Texans with jobs that have all but disappeared. As part of KERA's One Crisis Away series, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge, Yi-Chin Su of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas explains why remote work often isn't even possible. Yi-Chin Su, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
So obviously, remote work isn't an option for a lot of people, like restaurant servers and dentists. How does a business determine if someone can work from home?
So basically, the challenge of trying to understand who can or who can't work from home is that we have never seen this kind of situation happen before. So we never have a case in which, most of non-essential work sites are shut down.
You wrote about a method to gauge whether or not a particular occupation can function successfully at home. What are some of the factors that you evaluated?
So basically, I used this data set from the U.S. Department of Labor called Occupation Information Network, the ONET data. So for every occupation, you have a whole host of variables that describes the characteristic of the job. For example, does the job involve a lot of use of email? Do you have to touch people all the time? Do you get exposed to disease, or, does it involve a lot of physical movements, things like that?
Which workers are at an advantage when it comes to moving work from the workplace to home? Does education make a difference?
Oh, yes, it does. So I also looked at, workers who have no college degree and workers who have college degree. So for Texas, about 27% of the workers with no college degree can work from home, whereas 57% of workers with college degree can work from home. So almost twice. So the fraction of workers who can work from home, for workers with college degree, that fraction is almost twice as the fraction for workers with no college degree. And income also makes a big difference.
Are there racial disparities in this at all?
Yes. Asian Americans are most likely to have the option to work from home, about 50%. And for white, it's about 47%. And for African Americans, it's about 33%, which is much lower than Asian and white. And for Hispanics, it's even lower. It's 23%.
Do we know what's behind those numbers?
I mean, this is basically driven by the occupation composition among these different demographic groups. I mean, from the method that I present you, the type of works that that are typically categorized as, remote compatible are typically white-collar work, for example, accountants, software designers, financial managers, lawyers, those type of jobs. So, for example, among Asian Americans and white Americans, the fraction of people working in those jobs is higher. So that's basically what's driving the difference.
Which cities in Texas do you think are most suited to working from home?
Austin easily has the highest number of remote compatible workers, which is 48%. And that is followed by Dallas, which is 42%. And then followed by Houston, which is 40%. San Antonio is about 37%. And the rest of Texas is much lower. It's 28%.
If you had to summarize, what slice of the workforce is suffering the most during this public health emergency?
Basically, the white-collar workers are the least affected by this. So if you look at the list of occupation which we post online, that are remote compatible and that are not remote compatible. If you look at the remote compatible occupations, most of them are white collar works. And basically the rest of the workforce are in the non-remote compatible category. So I would say most occupations are affected and only a relative small fraction of the occupation are shielded by the remote work option.
Yi-Chin Su is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.